okay lift on the way downstairs. Going out to watch, just putting my jacket on, lots of rustling. Going off to watch a football match. Real Madrid. It's basically the end of the season. If they don't win today, then they're totally out of the league, and Barcelona will have won. So, well, there's still four games left, and it's more about really going to a bar to drink some beer and, you know, enjoying the atmosphere. So anyway, I was in this lift earlier this week carrying my motorbike helmet. It's coming out into the hall. Lovely fake leather sofas. We have a porter here, he's not here today. Normally during the week, this guy sits there, very nice bloke from Venezuela. Sits there, says hello to everybody, does the cleaning, fixes things when they're broken. Anyway, to buzz, to let myself out of the front door. Yeah, I was coming down in the lift earlier this week and saw a woman got in after me. I was carrying my motorbike helmet because I am taking lessons at the moment so that I can take my motorbike test later on this month. That will let me drive bigger motorbikes. I've got a Vespa at the moment, which is great for getting around Madrid, but I'd like something bigger. Just walking down the street now to get to the metro. A few people around. It's end of siesta hour. If you go to the supermarket on a Saturday afternoon, 4:30, it is completely deserted. It's the best time to go. Everybody's asleep, well, or doing whatever they do after lunch, but certainly not going anywhere. So there's still some truth in the old Spanish siesta at weekends. But people are out and about now. Another supermarket there, Lidl, rubbish place. Anyway, so this woman got into the lift with me. I was carrying my helmet. And she said, you like motorbikes? I said, yes. She said, I like motorbikes as well. Yes. What kind have you got? A big one? And I said, no, a little scooter. And she said, yes, very nice. She said, of course, my friend was killed by a motorbike, 22 years old. I thought, here we go. And so she told me this story. Yes, she'd just been to see her mother, who'd got the results of a biopsy. Bad results at that. And she was on her way home. She was distracted. She was on the back of the motorbike. She hadn't put her helmet on. Her car came into her at the crossroads with Goya outside the big superstore called Tingles. Killed her. Of course, she didn't die outright. They kept her going for 2 weeks. I thought, thank you very much. That's just what I need as I'm on my way to my motorbike lesson. But it reminded me of the wonderful tact of the Spanish. The fact that they love to say what they mean. They'll never hold back. But the truth is what's important. And, you know, if you've got something to say about motorbikes, it doesn't matter if it's a dreadful horror story. You say it anyway. For example, another little quick example of that came to me this week. I went to the dentist. I think I've got one of the poshest dentists in Spain. Not because I'm particularly posh, but because it just happens that my in-laws started going there years ago and it's become quite posh. And it's in a second floor, sort of flat office, dental surgery, overlooking the Retiro Park. So you lie back in your dental chair, there's soft classical music on in the background, view of the park while you're gently tortured. And I had the dentist's daughter taking care of me this time. He seems to be putting the whole family in a very Spanish manner. Putting the whole family to work in the business, and he did a bit, and then he handed me over to the daughter, who, well, tortured me really for about half an hour with some strange implement. And she said to me, you know, she said before she started, where'd you come from? I said, England. She said, oh, have you been in Spain for long? I said, in Spanish, well, you know, I've been here for about 7 years. And she said, oh yes, still got a real accent, haven't you? I thought. And she said, oh, just got a street cleaner here picking up some bits of cardboard, so I've got to stop and wait for her to get out of the way. There we go. She said, yes, what an accent. Anyway, obviously got with the torture. I think, yeah, that's nice, you know, you're just about to inflict enormous pain on somebody, and your sort of bedside, chairside manner involves kind of, you know, really just telling them their Spanish is crap, which, to be quite honest, I don't really think my accent's that bad. I've heard a lot worse. Anyway, and I was quite proud of it. So the woman, anyway, off she went. After a quarter of an hour of torture, she stopped again and said, you know, mentioned it again, something about my accentazo, which means the hell of the English accent that I've got. You know, I thought, thank you, thank you. I'm nervous. I'm sweating. I'm tense from top to bottom. Could you please not have sort of said, how well you speak Spanish, or, yes, you can tell you've been here for ages. Anything, really, but your crap. Anyway, the Spaniard's honesty. I'm coming to the metro now, and got to get a ticket. A 10-person, 10... A ticket of 10, whatever you call it, a bonometro, they call it here, means I get 10 rides for euro a piece, very cheap. I don't usually buy these anymore because I've got the scooter and I go everywhere on that. This doesn't seem to be working. That's crap, isn't it? Oh, yes, here we are. Put the note in. Okay, yes, since I've been going everywhere on the underground, I could. Freak machine, you get huge amounts of change spat out of you, at you even. Since I've been going on the metro, the underground's become useless. Anyway, I think that's probably enough talking to myself for now, because it is going to look like I'm mad. So, ticket goes in through the barrier. Couple of ladies chatting there. Well, I'm late as usual, but I hope they'll forgive me. No excuse this time, except for I was at the bar. I can hear an underground on the other side of the platform that is going to leave without me if I don't run, but quite frankly, I can't be running. Oh, it's gone. So yes, the Spanish are an honest bunch. It's the same at Christmas time when they give presents. If they don't like it, they just tell you. I don't think I'll wear that. I don't think I'll use that. I suppose I can always change it. There's something to be said for it, I suppose, unlike the English who never say a word ever. Right, that's enough of that. Time to get on the metro. Sounds of the metro in Madrid. Here we are. It's just arrived in the station. Open the door. Get on and off we go. Bit more or less just north of Gran Vía, walking down the Calle Fuencarral, which has become quite a trendy street in the last few years. Lots of clothes shops, sort of indoor markets, the famous Mercado de Fuencarral, full of sort of nice trendy clothes shops. Not really my sort of thing, but you know, if you like the kind of grungy fashion look, it's all there for you. So coming down into the street the bar is on. Obviously when we walk into the bar, that'll be the end of that. When we? When I? Well, you and me, if anybody's actually listening to this. So, it's an absolutely stunning evening. It's May the 14th or 15th, whichever the Saturday is. It's about 5 to 8. It's absolutely glorious temperature. We've had a couple of days of sort of moody, rainy, cloudy weather. But it really looks like that. It has gone again for good because there's hardly a cloud in the sky. People are walking around in t-shirts. It hasn't got to that crazy summer heat yet, which is going to absolutely kill us all. and this is really the perfect time of year. So here we go. I'll turn this off once I get into the bar. I don't know if there'll be many people in there, but hopefully you'll hear some of the sort of noisy Spanish bar chatter. What I can't offer you is the smell of beer and the thick cigarette smoke. Lucky you, maybe, which go to make up part of the atmosphere of a Spanish bar. So, here we are, cafeteria, cerveceria, I say that with my accentazo super English accent, as the dentist told me. Still haven't forgotten that.
Despertamos vos y yo, y en el lento divagar, una música brutal.
Right. Yeah. How are you?
Good.
Very good.
Yeah. What are you listening to? Is that a pod?
Right, Real Madrid lost. Barcelona have just scored a goal, I've seen through the window of a bar as I'm walking home. So that means Barcelona probably won the league, and good luck to them, who cares. Right, so I'm walking down the end of Fuencarral now. It's 11:15 at night, very early to go home in Madrid terms. Most people probably started going out about an hour ago. Even right now is a good time to go out. So anyway, we got to Gran Vía, the main street in central Madrid. Pretty awful. So basically for the five lanes of traffic. You can hear that. There goes the dustbin lorry. And it's a horrible street, horrible. Sort of, it's not even the poshest. You know, it's the grandest street, it's called Gran Vía, the grandest street in Madrid, and it's just not that grand really. But now we're coming into the most interesting street in central Madrid. It's called the Calle Montera. The Calle Montera links Gran Vía, Madrid's grand street, with the Puerta del Sol, which is the centre of Madrid. From the Puerta del Sol, about six roads lead off, most of them full of commerce, full of large exciting shops and superstores, and the sort of enigma is the Calle Montera, which is one street linking, as I said, Puerta del Sol and Gran Vía. Now the Calle Montera has been famous forever for its prostitutes. Very surprising, if you walk down here and you have no idea what you're going to find, you're in the middle of Madrid, you're a tourist. You walk from the hub of tourism, the hub of Madrid, walk up one street and you're surrounded by beautiful shops, walk up another street and you're surrounded by not very beautiful prostitutes. So I'm walking down here, we've got a gaming saloon on the left. Here, well, we've got a black lady, probably Nigerian, about 18 probably, waiting for somebody. Here on the left, a couple more, I don't know if they're prostitutes or not. It's very seedy and it's very awful. It's not as bad as it was. They've been doing a lot to try and clear up this street. In fact, quite amazingly, I'm halfway down now, arriving at the Show Centre sex shop, and just one prostitute, which is quite surprising really. One more, a lady in a blonde wig, Yes, considerably older than the last one. I think perhaps they're all on the other side of the road, actually. But I can see what they've done is they've set up one more, another African lady who's just turned down some punter. Lip gloss, lot of eye shadow makeup. It's quite an amazing street, really. But what they've done is the residents of this street have obviously got very upset about this in the last few years, and there's been an awful lot of protests, and the local government have tried to get rid of them. Often there's a lot of police down here, which means they generally go around the corner and stand in the main street, which is Grand Via. The guy that just got turned down by the African lady has crossed the road and is making his way back up. Let's follow him for a minute to see if he tries to ask somebody else. I'm now going back up the street on the other side, and I'm squashed between the shops and some porter cabins that have been put up. A long line of porter cabins which house some kind of artistic exhibition. I think they're probably selling knickknacks, and that's probably another way of trying to get rid of the prostitution on the street. I think they're trying to sort of pretend that it's something that it isn't, really. They're trying to fill it with a mini market. Another move to get rid of the prostitutes. Anyway, I'm bored of following him. There are another four or five ladies on this side of the street. Well, it's not what it used to be. It used to be absolutely full, but you know, it's still here, it's still lingering. Now, a lot of the prostitutes have gone off to the Casa de Campo, the big park on the western side of Madrid. If you go there at any time of day, really, you'll find a huge parade of women, nearly all of them either Eastern European or African, wearing absolutely nothing. Generally, standing there, you know, in a G-string and a bra or something. Even in winter, it's unbelievable to see, really. So the Calle Montera, it's calmed down a bit, but should you ever be in Madrid and you want to see something quite surprising for the centre of a pretty developed capital city, if you're in the middle of Seoul, find the street on the right heading upwards called the Calle Montera, and well, you'll see, it'll be there. Prostitution in Madrid, central Madrid. Quite surprising, really. Anyway, it's 11 o'clock. There's quite a lot of people around. Not all that busy for a Saturday night in Madrid. Mid-May, there should be a lot of people around. I guess they're all in the bars. You know, if you came out here at 2, there'd be a lot more movement, people leaving bars on their way to discos. But now it's kind of first few drinks of the evening. So anyway, here I am, coming down to the Puerta del Sol, the end of the Calle Montera. A lot of rubbish everywhere, which is strange. Madrid's generally quite clean, but well, here's Sol. Sol is pretty full. So I'll tell you what, we've got the guys here on the pavement. Again, African guys selling the pirate CDs and DVDs. As soon as a policeman comes within 100 yards, they'll be running. Chilean band in the background, around the famous motif of Madrid is the bear and the, I think it might be a mulberry tree, I can't remember what kind of tree it is. Very famous meeting points for people in Madrid. Anyway, too noisy. So yeah, every distance in Spain, or every road sign that points to Madrid or away from Madrid, is measured from here, the Puerta del Sol. So we are at the very centre of Madrid, 660 metres above sea level or something, the highest capital in Europe. So there's a couple of fascinating facts. And that's it for today. I hope you've had some kind of an idea of a very short evening out in Madrid. If this had been 6 years ago, I would have been off out until 6 o'clock in the morning. But that's what getting a little bit older and getting married does. You know, it's no need to go out till 6 o'clock anymore. But if you want to, Madrid is the place to do it. Anyway, enough. Good night from the Puerta del Sol on Saturday night, 11:30 in Madrid.